Taking a look first at your news for the hour. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris oversaw the arraignment of Cameron James Hewins. Mr. Hewins is charged with retail fraud, third degree, a misdemeanor stemming from an alleged incident on April the 15th of 2026 involving less than $200. The potential penalties include up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. During the arraignment, attorney Tammy Salins represented Mr. Hewins, entering a plea of not guilty. Elizabeth Weisenbaugh has been appointed as counsel for the subsequent proceedings. A plea offer and discovery are due by June the 22nd. An in-person plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July the 9th at 9 a.m. Initially, a $1,000 bond was set but not posted. Mr. Hewins is currently lodged in the Huron County Jail, serving a 180-day sentence imposed by the 52nd Circuit Court earlier today. Given his existing incarceration, the court canceled the bond for the retail fraud charge, enabling him to accrue time served for this matter concurrently. And another news for today. A two-vehicle crash was reported on Tuesday afternoon in Hume Township following a collision in a construction zone on Port Austin Road. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 2:27 p.m. on May the 28th at around 1,320 feet north of Port Crescent Road. Authorities say a southbound 2022 flatbed tow truck operated by a vehicle transport company was backing up within a lane closure when it struck the side of a southbound 2025 Chevrolet Trax that was stopped on the roadway. Investigators reported there were no workers present at the construction site at the time of the crash, and no signs, cones, or markers were directing traffic through the work area. The roadway was dry and weather conditions were clear, and daylight conditions existed at the time of the incident. The driver of the tow truck was cited for improper backing. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts and no injuries were reported. Airbags did not deploy in either vehicle. The tow truck sustained minor damage while the Chevrolet SUV suffered functional damage. No hazardous materials were involved and neither vehicle required emergency medical response. The incident remains documented by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment of Ronald Jeffrey Bedford. Mr. Bedford faces a misdemeanor charge of drunk and disorderly, carrying potential penalties of up to 90 days in jail or a $500 fine. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. Attorney Tammy Salins represented Mr. Bedford for the arraignment, and attorney Michael Morosky has been appointed for the remainder of the case. The court set an interim bond at $3,500, which has been posted. Key dates include June the 22nd for the prosecutor to provide discovery and a plea offer form, and July the 9th at 9:30 a.m. for an in-person plea cutoff hearing. And in other news for today, a single-vehicle rollover crash sent one person to the hospital Friday afternoon in Huron County. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 3:25 p.m. on May the 30th on West Fillion Road, around 1,300 feet east of Farver Road in Chandler Township. Investigators say a 2009 black Pontiac Torrent SUV was traveling westbound when the driver reportedly fell asleep at the wheel. The vehicle crossed the center line, left the roadway on the south side, entered a ditch, and then overturned. The lone occupant, a 19-year-old female driver, was wearing a seatbelt, and the vehicle's airbags did deploy during the crash. She sustained injuries to her lip and face and was transported by ambulance to Shure Hospital for treatment. Authorities reported clear weather, dry road conditions, and that it was daytime at the time of the crash. No alcohol or drug involvement was reported in the initial investigation. The incident remains documented as a single vehicle crash and no other vehicles or injuries were reported. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Monday, June the 1st of 2026. Dale J. Voltz, age 86, of Minden City, passed away on April the 16th of 2026. A celebration of life for Dale J. Voltz will be held at 11 a.m. on June the 13th in the chapel at the Community of Christ Campgrounds, to which Dale devoted much of his time. Blue Water Campground, 7291 County Farm Road in Lexington. Esther and family will be available for visitation starting at 9:30 a.m. at the campgrounds. A light lunch will be provided after the service. The family will be making their way to the Minden City Cemetery at 4 p.m. for a committal service at 5 p.m. They welcome anyone who would like to join them there. The cemetery is at the corner of Bay City Forestville Road and Parisville Road. Arrangements were handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, and memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.